Most of us blink without thinking about it. We do it around 20 times every minute. But for people suffering with trachoma, each blink can be agony. With advanced trachoma, each blink brings them closer to blindness. If you were about to lose your sight, what is the last thing you would want to see? Each of these photographs shows a final sight the artist would want to see. As you view these images, you will destroy them. Each time you blink, the photograph you are looking at will alter, slowly degrading. Eventually, it will be gone forever. The disease. Trachoma is a bacterial infection. Its symptoms are like conjunctivitis. Repeated infections damage the eyelids and they can turn inwards, causing the lashes to scrape and scratch the eye. People often pluck out their own eyelashes for short-term relief from the pain. Untreated, the disease can leave them irreversibly blind. The long view. Trachoma is among the world's oldest diseases. Evidence suggests people have suffered with it for more than 10,000 years. Ancient times. Hieroglyphs on ancient Nubian tombs, 2000 BCE, show references to trachoma. The Ebers Papyrus, a collection of Egyptian medical notes from 1500 BCE, suggests remedies for trachoma, including myrrh and lizard's blood. Written records, including works by Hippocrates, describe trachoma treatment in ancient Greece and Rome. 1930s. In the 1930s, Chinese researcher Dr. Tang Feifeng identified the bacteria that caused trachoma, paving the way for antibiotic treatment. He is claimed to have later infected himself with the disease to gather data. 1993. In 1993, the antibiotic azithromycin, Zithromax, was shown to treat trachoma. It is now the main treatment. Today, 44 countries still experience trachoma epidemics and 142 million people remain at risk. Source: WHO. Did you know Moorfields Eye Hospital in London opened in 1805 solely to treat trachoma spread by soldiers returning from fighting in the Napoleonic Wars in Egypt? Charles Dickens' novel Nicholas Nickleby is thought to have been inspired by events at a Yorkshire boarding school. Several students went blind because of neglect, but it is thought their eye problems were actually caused by trachoma. In The Godfather Part 2, Vito Corleone is checked for trachoma as he enters the US as a young boy. Immigrants arriving in the US in the 1900s had their eyelids checked using a button hook, a tool used to fasten tight buttons. If any signs of the disease were found, they were sent home immediately. About 1.9 million people worldwide are blind or visually impaired because of trachoma. Source: WHO. Tommy Trenchard. Tommy Trenchard is a freelance photographer and writer based in Cape Town, South Africa. Spring bloom. This photo of my wife, Aurelie, was taken in the Cedarburg Mountains near our home in Cape Town during the annual bloom of wild spring flowers, which turn the landscape into a kaleidoscopic carpet of colour. If I were to go blind, it is memories like this one, of happy days in beautiful places shared with people I love, that I would most like to hold on to. The idea of being surrounded by such amazing natural beauty without being able to see it is hard to imagine. Nick Knight. Nick Knight, OBE, is among the world's most influential and visionary image makers. As a fashion photographer and fashion film director, he has consistently challenged conventional notions of beauty and is fated for his groundbreaking creative collaborations with leading designers including Yohji Yamamoto, John Galliano, Alexander McQueen, and has also had long and creatively productive relationships with music artists like Bjork, Massive Attack, Lady Gaga and Kanye West. Georgina Cranston. Georgina Cranston is a British photographer who specialises in documentary and portrait photography. High jump. So many memories start to fade over time, yet this one always seems to come flooding back. The courage of these children doing high jumps with little or no sight was something else. Their bravery and the support their friends gave them as they prepared for the jump was a powerful reminder not to let anything get in your way. They didn't do this with the latest shoes and equipment, but with bare feet on sand. Perhaps the feeling of sand underfoot or the sounds of people running and jumping might help me remember this as my visual memory fades. This is an image I'd love to hold in my mind and remember daily. David Goldblatt. David Goldblatt, 1930 to 2018, was one of the world's most critically acclaimed photographers. For over 60 years, he captured his native South Africa. Woman Collecting Shellfish, Port St. John, Transkei, South Africa, 1975. Courtesy the David Goldblatt Legacy Trust and Goodman Gallery. In 1975, while shooting portraiture, David Goldblatt became fascinated by how people compose themselves in front of his camera. For 6 months, he photographed only the details of people's bodies. His particulars series consisted of close-ups of the human body with each detail revealing something meaningful. David Goldblatt's eye for framing and cropping drew us to select this image. The subject is anonymous, yet we are encouraged to see how values, aspirations, fears and personality can be expressed by our bodies. To the viewer, woman collecting shellfish resonates with resilience and hope. Sight is more than seeing, it is about understanding. Kate Holt. Kate Holt is a photojournalist who has travelled extensively across Africa, the Middle East and Asia, documenting the effects of war, climate change and poverty. Mel Forrest in the early morning. Landscapes that one can stumble across in a day's journey are breathtakingly beautiful and unexpected. To be blind would be to miss these moments and journeys would no longer hold a sense of the unexpected for me. The end is in sight. Sightsavers has been fighting trachoma for many years, and now, at last, the end is in sight. You can help us wipe out the disease in the countries where we work by 2025. How? There is a tried and tested strategy for tackling trachoma. Surgery, antibiotics, facial cleanliness and environmental improvements, safe. Funding, education and political will are needed to carry out this strategy in affected areas. Progress. Incredible progress has been made, and the number of people at risk of trachoma has fallen by 91% since 2002, but more needs to be done to wipe out the disease. Eliminating trachoma and providing improved ongoing access to eye health care can transform the lives of some of the most marginalised people across Africa. Support our campaign to end blinding trachoma. Sightsavers need your help to banish this disease for good. Donate before the 9th of January 2020 and the UK government will match your donations up to 2 million, making your gift go twice as far. Matched funding will support our eye health projects in Uganda and Malawi. Public donations will be used to support our work wherever the need is greatest. Support our campaign to end blinding trachoma. Go to www.sightsavers.org.uk/blink.